And our Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by Rounds Financial and May Adam. And we have a couple of guests joining us today. First up, it's Geraldine Ray with the Prairie Potters Master Gardeners. Good morning, Geraldine.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here on a beautiful day.
Well, the sun's not out yet, but it's going to come out, and it's just going to get nicer and nicer. The little snowbanks that we have remaining are going to disappear.
I was going to say, between today and tomorrow, we shouldn't have much, if any, any snow, maybe out in the fields.
Well, that's typical South Dakota. Around Easter, you have a blizzard, and in 2 days, the snow's gone.
And that's okay with me. As long as it's gone in a quick hurry, I'm good with that. And, you know, now that we're, you know, we can feel spring-like finally here.
Yes, you know. And when you feel like spring, if you're a gardener, you can't wait to get out and garden.
That's right. And you folks have some really fun presentations coming up here in just a few days.
We do on Thursday evening, April 13th, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, the Prairie Potters Master Gardener Group will present an evening of gardening, and we're going to start off with Luann Nueski and Penny Bowers, and they are great at starting their seeds already, probably maybe a month ago,
right,
inside. So they're experts, and they're going to share that seed starting process. And by the way, you may think, well, it's too late. No, it's not. It's not too late to start your seeds inside. After your seedlings grow, they need to be transplanted. Well, they're going to talk about that.
Oh, nice.
And then when they go into the garden, this is something people may realize or may not. Not all vegetables like each other.
Ah.
And so they're going to talk about companionship. What should be grown next to each other, perhaps how things should be planted to give your vegetables, your plants, the best sun all day long that they can have. They'll go into that. And there's a lot of people that do not have large backyards that they can have a gardener in. And so they're going to talk about container gardening.
That's really caught on, especially these last few years, I've noticed.
Yes, it has. And there was some done before that. You just didn't realize it was happening.
Right.
But they're going to talk about maybe the right plant to put in that container. And then talk about containing. How about a large container? And that's called raised beds.
Oh, yes.
And now we've got Ron Schreiner coming in. And if you know Ron, he doesn't do anything halfway. He knows all about your raised beds, what soil to put in them. And for people that want to see a good example of a raised bed garden, Ron was the designer and the main workforce that created the raised garden bed in Fort Pierre.
That's right.
Their community garden. So he knows the ins and outs of putting that garden together, how to place it, how to put your water system in, what soils you should be using, how much soil. And I hear that maybe he's going to have a raised bed right there talking about it.
Oh,
not
wow.
With a soil in it.
Right. Right. But that would be helpful because it gives you that visualization.
Yes. I've heard that he really doesn't want to take that particular piece of gardening home with him. So someone lucky in the audience may go home with a raised bed.
Oh, well, how about that?
And perhaps a little bit of soil.
What a great way to get started if it's something
new.
And that's the thing. It's a great way to garden, but it is a different way. So
yes.
Ron's going to give all that important information that folks need to know because it is a little different.
Yes. I'm getting to the age where I'm going to go to raised bed gardenings because I simply can't bend over and be in that position very long while I pick my gardening.
Right. Yeah, it's a great way for, like, my wife has chronic pain. She loves to garden.
There you go.
But it would be perfect to go that route.
There you go.
Many different reasons to move over to the raised garden.
Yes. And then I'm going to talk about taking care of your roses.
Ah.
First question will be, well, how'd you put them to bed last year? So now we know how we're going to wake them up this year and then care on through the season for them. So we're starting with vegetables. We're going to a place to plant your vegetables and then on to the beauty through blooming with roses.
That's going to be a lot to take in, a lot of knowledge that you're going to be sharing. And where is this going to be happening, Geraldine?
It's going to be from 7 to 9 at 412 West Missouri, and that is the SDSU Peer Regional Extension Office down across from Steamboat Park.
Fantastic. Now, if folks want to be part of this, do they just show up?
They just show up.
Easy enough.
Oh, yeah. And it's free.
That's even better.
And there's refreshments.
See, you just keep adding to it. No reason not to come.
They don't need refreshments.
That's right.
And if folks throughout the year want to, get imparted with your knowledge, how would they go about that too?
We do have a Facebook, Pure Prairie Potters, Master Gardeners. They can contact the extension office.
Okay.
And they'll let us know who has a question, and our master gardeners will then contact them.
Very nice. All right. Well, it sounds like a great event you've got for the public, and I'm sure it's going to be well attended.
I hope so.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping in, Geraldine, and we'll hopefully talk to you again very soon.
Oh, you will, because we have a plant sale coming up.
Very nice. There's a little plug.
There you go.
All right. Enjoy this beautiful weather, Geraldine.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
I will. We appreciate Geraldine Ray stopping in this morning. We've also got Holly Hoeing from Countryside Supported Memory Center with, oh, goodness, this is something so many people look forward to, your turkey and biscuit dinner.
Why would you look forward to hot, steaming turkey and homemade gravy and vegetables with a homemade biscuit on top? And a couple of salads and your choice of desserts. Yeah. Thursday night.
Yeah, you don't have to cook Thursday night.
Right.
And this
right.
this is a really popular fundraiser for you.
It is a popular fund. In fact, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we missed a couple during COVID. Over the last 35 years, I think we've missed two or three years is mm-hmm. all.
Right.
We love it because it's a chance to bring people together. It's not just about food, it's about fellowship. Mm-hmm. And this year, we have a huge celebration. This year, we are celebrating the fact that we will have dispersed $1 million for Pennies for Robert, the travel funds for cancer patients. So it's not only going to be a dinner, it's going to be a little bit of a party.
That's great.
It is. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
And this year, able to have the dine-in option as well as the carry-out.
We do. We figured it was time to bring it back. We mm-hmm. think people are comfortable gathering and hope that anyone that's not feeling well will not attend. But we hope that people will stay and dine in. Otherwise, they can carry out and get the same delicious meal that they would if they stayed. So.
Absolutely. And it's a free will donation for this meal.
It is.
And all the money goes to Pennies for Robert.
All of it goes to Pennies for Robert, yes. So it's going to be a great celebration. We're very excited.
Yeah, that is quite a milestone and a great milestone because that means you've helped so many people over the years.
It's a wonderful milestone. We're focusing on the fact that we've distributed $1 million in travel funds, but we also have to remember that means that the community has donated $1 million for travel funds. So another great example of the peer community, Peer Fort peer community, taking care of their own.
And this is a great way to do it. You know it's going to a great cause. You get a wonderful dinner, fellowship, and you know you're helping people, which you may never, ever meet.
Right.
Which is fine. It's
right.
You're just there to help out those that are going to need that.
Right. People call us and all we need is their name, their address, their phone number, the days they're going to travel. Once in a while, we ask for verification of appointments on kind of a rotation basis, but that's it. And then after that point, they just call and say, hey, I'm going to be gone next week, two overnights. And our question to them is, do you want to pick it up or should we put it in the mail? And that's it.
Absolutely. And it's going to be this Thursday. We want to remind people the location where they can come and dine and get the carry out as well as the hours.
Right. First United Methodist Church, which has been so gracious to host us from 4:30 to 6:30. And dine in or carry out. Our only suggestion is we don't have very many pie makers anymore. We used to have all pies for desserts. Okay. And the pie makers are just kind of a vanishing breed. Mm. So if you pass by the dessert table after you've picked up your meal and you see a piece of pie you really want, don't wait.
Get it early.
Get it early.
Doesn't mean you have to eat it first, but that way you'll have
it. That's right. That's right. Grab that piece of pie, and otherwise we'll have a giant cake to celebrate the Pennies for Robert milestone.
Very nice. Yeah, congratulations on that milestone.
Thank you.
And that goes out not only, of course, the countryside, but all, like you said, the whole community.
Yes.
That's how it got
it
done.
Is. Yes.
Well, it's going to be a good meal, so we encourage folks to get out. And I would tell people if they're going to do the carry out, you might want to get in line a little early, because I remember last year that was a long line wrapped around some blocks.
Oh, we don't want to talk about last year, because last year we ran out of food.
Oh no! Well, that just means so many people came out and wanted to enjoy the meal. That happens.
That does happen. This year we will have plenty.
Fantastic.
We will have plenty. And excellent. I have four tickets for you to give away.
Oh, wonderful.
This
we will do that. So make sure folks are paying attention, because I will spring them on them this week.
All right.
Let people enjoy.
Perfect.
Well, thank you for stopping in, Holly. Again, congratulations on the milestone.
Thank you very much.
All right. Holly Hoeing with Countryside Support and Memory Center. Don't miss out. Thursday, the turkey and biscuit dinner. Always, always delicious. This Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you by Rounds Financial and May Adams.